Well, Martin Luther King Day is a perfect day to launch a new series that we're going to be having here on KGNU regularly on conversations and what it means to be a person of colour living in Boulder County. And this is something that segues very well from what we talked earlier with Norma Johnson and Dexter Payne. And I'm delighted to have two guests joining me in the studio who will be regular voices on KGNU. And I'm very happy to have in the studio Tracy Jones. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
Tracy Jones moved to Boulder County in 1997. She's originally from Boston. And Tracy, you have been a guest on different shows on KGNU, and we're looking forward to having you on the other side of the microphone, as it were, maybe leading some of the conversations in the future around these issues of race. So it's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
Also joining us in the studio, Nikhil Mankakar, who was born and raised in Boulder. He's also a City of Boulder Human Relations Commissioner, and he's the first Indian American and Sikh American to serve on any city commission in Boulder. It's great to have you with us, Nikhil.
Thank you. Good to be here, mate.
And you've been involved in many different things, including the most recent Sanctuary City proclamation on the part of the City of Boulder.
Yeah, that was something the City Council did, and me and a lot of people in the community had been looking for what could happen after the election. So we didn't get much time off over the holidays because I think they wanted to have something in place. So we had meetings with different City Council folks and got to have some undocumented immigrants talk about what their experiences are like with them so they would know what it's like and could craft a law that ensures everyone is safe and welcome in the city and is protected.
Well, because of the recent elections and, of course, because of Martin Luther King Day, it seems that we are talking a lot here locally around inclusivity and diversity and race. And yet, as a person of colour, and Tracy and Nikhil, I'll ask you both of this, do you think that all of this dialogue that's now happening in the community around diversity and inclusivity, do you think that those conversations are really reflective of the real experience of what it means to be a person of colour living in Boulder?
I will say that it's really awesome to see and experience all of these conversations. I believe that the climate of the elections has brought out some ugly things that are no longer able to be hidden. And we're addressing the elephant in the room of America, of racism. And it's a big one. And I feel like nothing but good can come from conversations and activism. So,
Nikhil.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've seen a groundswell of people who seem to have woken up to what's going on and have woken up to their own complacency maybe and want to get involved in things. And I've seen a lot of good community building and organizing happening, just channeling those energies into good causes that and letting people get involved in things now.
And do you, I mean, Norma Johnson said this earlier just a few minutes ago on KGNU that, you know, these racism, misogyny, all of these things have been out there all the time. And yet so many people, because they haven't directly experienced it, have been asleep to all of that. And in a so-called liberal and progressive community like Boulder, many people maybe have not acknowledged or been aware to the extent of racism that exists here. I mean, Nikki, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. I mean, when people talk about this post-election as if, oh my God, what's going to happen, as if it's something new, to people of color, we deal with this all the time. And as a human relations commissioner, and even before that in the community with the activism I was involved in, many, many people, this is all that's talked about. There's so many incidents, but if it's not happening to you, if it's not happening to someone from your community, then a lot of people don't pay attention to it. So it's nothing new, and I think there is a lot of privilege in the community and a lot of things that we could address and hopefully Boulder can do better on so we can get a handle on these issues. But there's a lot going on that keeps people blind, a lot of things that people do themselves to check out because they're difficult conversations to have, difficult things just to know about. But if they're happening to you, you don't have that option. You have to find ways to address them.
But we're hoping this will be the space where we can have some of those difficult conversations and engage a wider community in you know, the coming weeks, the coming months and the coming years here at KGNU. And maybe we'll get into some specific examples. But Tracy, I mean, you had, I suppose, a specific example in your own family right around the elections.
Yes. My daughter lives in another county out in Fort Collins. And she was walking to work, and a grown white male kicked her into the water the day of election and laughed and took off. That enraged me because my daughter is minding her business. She's just walking to work. And for someone to feel like they could just kick another human being, a smaller than you human being, into the water, that enrages me. It frustrates me. It angers me. And I am a little aggravated with the community response of, oh, you're being too sensitive. Until you've walked in these shoes, until you've experienced some of the things that we've experienced, you really have no place to talk. And what's frustrating is the way often people who don't experience racism tell you you're overreacting. I was thinking about what it's like to have been here since 97. It's a great community, but as far as microaggressions, as far as little racial things, it's like death by a thousand paper cuts and being tossed into a pool of alcohol. And when you react negatively, people are like, oh, you're just out of control. You're just super sensitive. You need to calm yourself. So it puts you in this limbo of, is this really happening or am I being sensitive? And it's a little bit crazy making because you want to err on the side of thinking positively of people, but the behaviors often make it impossible to ignore.
We're going to talk a little bit about that because we're using language maybe people aren't familiar with, microaggressions and various different things. The reality for a lot of folks, and yet people aren't aware of them. So we'll give some specific examples in just a moment. But I want to remind our listeners that on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, we are launching a new series of conversations about what it means to be a person of colour in Boulder County, a progressive, very often for many people, affluent and privileged community. And yet for very many people, they're experiencing racism and other forms of oppression on a day-to-day basis. And we're hoping to have this as a forum to get some of this out in the open, have those difficult conversations, as you have both said, that people are often shying away from. And my two guests this morning will be voices leading those conversations in the coming weeks and months and hopefully years to come on KGNU. We have Tracy Jones with us, who's originally from Boston but has been here in Boulder County since about 1997. Nikhil Mankakar has been here since he was born. He was born and raised in Boulder. He's also a City of Boulder Human Relations Commissioner. Do you want to talk a little bit more about examples of what a microaggression is? Because I think you gave that awful example of your daughter being pushed, physically assaulted, pushed into a lake or water on the day of the elections by somebody who then just laughed at her. I mean, that's physical assault, but there are things that happen every single day that people might not be aware of at all.
An example, a friend of mine, we were eating in a local restaurant, a diner in Longmont, and I got up to use the restroom, and there was an elder woman who says, oh, you are just the cutest thing. And I'm like, thank you. And then she just goes on about, oh, you're just so beautiful. You look exactly like Oprah Winfrey. Please stop. This is offensive on so many ways, so many levels. And it was interesting to see the reaction in the restaurant because it seems the people that are older in age thought nothing of it. But everyone else that was kind of under 50, everyone cringed and looked at me like, what are you going to do? And I was just like...
And what did you do, Tracy? So when you are faced with this thing, as you are day in, day out, what do you do?
I thought about it and I could have went into the social inappropriateness of that. But with an elder person who's had their opinions their whole life, I didn't find it was worth it. I just said, you know what? Thank you. Thank you very much. And I gritted my teeth and I walked on. A classic example of one of those little paper cuts. Because I was thoroughly offended. Me being cute as a cutest thing you've ever seen was not efficient. You had to compare me to, in what her mind would be the epitome of a black woman's success and beauty, by comparing me to Oprah. I mean, I appreciate it. I wish I had her bank, but I am Tracy. I am not Oprah.
And you're a grown woman, not a cute little thing.
Exactly. I am a full grown adult in... thanks, but no thanks.
Well, Nikhil Mankakar, I mean, that's one example of something Tracy experiences day in, day out, not just Tracy, but so many people. I mean, what are your either experiences or are things that you have heard from other folks, certainly as a human relations commissioner?
I get a lot of feedback. I get out in the community a lot and talk to a lot of people. I mean, even, you know, just a couple of days ago, a friend of mine who's an African-American, she was going to a gym, going into the gym, and she's been going to that gym forever, and she walks to the front desk and the woman at the front desk just doesn't pay any attention to her. The towel person usually hands them a towel on the way in, doesn't do anything, like treats her like she's invisible. And meanwhile, a Caucasian woman walks in behind her and is immediately greeted, shown respect, and given a towel. So my friend went in didn't do anything at the time, but went into the, you know, felt it and went in, finished a workout and was thinking about it the whole time. And, you know, you want to go in and have a good, just go do what you do at the gym, probably get away from stress of the day. And instead she's thinking about this. So she came back out and actually addressed it at the front desk. But this goes back to what we talked about. Like, even if you say something about it, you don't know what you'll get. You could get you're making a big deal out of it. I don't see a problem. Even when people do see a problem, they'll go into denial mode. If you have to, you know, in that situation, if you ask to speak to a manager, more than likely you will not be speaking to someone who's ethnic or black. And so they won't even understand what's going on and will try to, you know, maybe even cover up what's going on. And we've seen, you know, incidents of that happening in Boulder County with people talking about discrimination since the election and the inability to even make a complaint about it or get the situation resolved, not in a heavy way, but just saying, hey, this happened. Can we do something about it? And instead getting hostility and blowback on them, with people trying to hide what's going on. So I think those are some of the experiences going on we want to talk about and see what we can do about in the community.
Well, just straight off the bat, as I said, this is just the first in many, many other conversations that we're going to be having. But Tracy, what would you like somebody to do in a situation? Maybe somebody else who'd been in the restaurant that day and had heard that comment. I mean, do you feel it's appropriate for somebody else to intervene if you're, you know, faced with this internal dialogue? Is it worth, you know, saying something to this woman?
I feel like it's a situational thing. I mean, having a deep conversation with an octogenarian is not going to change who she was in her perspective. I respect that. But oftentimes in situations when a person of color is being harassed or made uncomfortable, it would be nice for an ally to stand with them. If they see something, if they see some name calling or what have you going on, to just physically stand with them or to try to intervene. I'm not saying like jump in the middle of anything, but try to steer the conversation in another way, somehow make it clear that this person is not alone and that you as an ally are here for them. I'm gonna say something that might offend people, but the whole safety pin movement, that's an ego massage. That's an ego massage for people who feel like I want to do something but don't really necessarily want to do something. You can wear a safety pin all day, but if you don't take positive action and challenge what you see, you just gave safety pins more money.
Well, I want to explore that whole concept more. There is the safety pin movement. People aren't familiar with that. It's, I'm not sure where it launched, probably on Facebook, but if you wear a safety pin, you are indicating that you're an ally to a person of color or somebody in a marginalized group who might feel oppressed, that you are then the safe person. There are a lot of badges on Facebook that, you know, if something happens, you post, you change your status or different things. And I think when people do that, they feel good about themselves. But then, Tracy, you're saying that's absolutely worthless. And as you are standing up and really doing something concrete. Nicola, I know there were some examples locally where I think even businesses were putting something in a window saying, yes, we are standing with marginalized communities. But do you think that more needs to happen? And what more needs to happen?
Absolutely. And that's something I've talked about in the city. All these movements came up about, you know, safety zone signage and things like that. But at the same time, you know, having a pin or a badge online that says I'm an ally, but a lot of times people don't know what that means. You can't just say I'm an ally. True allies actually are educated on it. They go out and find ways to get educated on how to be a positive ally in situations. And I think this goes back to, again, the values of the community that people talk about. To some extent, you can lose touch with them. If all you do is talk about them and you engage in feel-good moments, it builds up over time. And when now all these incidents are happening and now all these people want to do things, but they don't know how. And getting back to living up to those values, if you put a safe sign up or some kind of signage up in a business or around town, people need to live up to it and think deeply about how they're going to live up to it, what incidents could happen. No doubt, if you know, going back to that example of my friend at the gym and countless examples I've been told, they must have policies. I mean, all these places have policy, non-discrimination policies and stuff. But again, what happens when people don't live up to them? What is the reaction like? What is the conversation like? Is it defensive? Is it denial? Do people want to help and not know how? In which case, a lot of times they put it on you and want you as the minority. Now you have to educate them. And they're talking to you from a position of privilege, like, I'm above you and this incident happened, and instead of helping you, now you have to educate me on what's going on. I mean, there's a kind of, so going to what you talk about with the safety pins and safe signage, I think that a kind of laziness, I think, bothers a lot. That's a feedback I've gotten from a lot of minorities in the city. I think that bugs them.
And so how do we move then beyond that and to get away from all of that? I mean, are there places people can find out concrete things that you can do as opposed to just putting a sticker in a window, wearing a safety pin, or changing your status on Facebook?
Personally, I feel like the way you live your life is the biggest instrument of change. If you look around your circle and everyone looks like you, comes from your background, is in the same space, it might be time to expand your circle of friends. I've found personally that there's no more powerful way to see the humanity in someone than to get to know them. Get to know someone of a different culture. And I don't mean in the cheesy, hi, I want you to be my new black friend way. I mean in a genuine manner. Spend time together, share food, let your children play together. And if we continue to open our lives in a real and meaningful way on a daily basis, this will dissipate. Educate yourself. There's Google, there's all kinds of ways to figure out what's going on. Do some research. Do some research into what people not of color can do to be effective allies. There's a lot of material out there on that.
And I think what we've seen is this groundswell of people who want to do things in the community, and I've seen activities developing around that. So we had a community dialogue just last weekend, and they had me facilitating Stan Garnett, the DA, the Chief Greg Testa, Chief of Police, and a lot of community leaders facilitated these we broke out into small discussions. And those will be ongoing and getting people talking about what they feel about what's happening, but also what they can do. In addition to that, I had a really good meeting over the holidays with some friends of mine at the Boulder Islamic Center. And there's a new thing they're doing called Coffee with a Muslim. And basically it's just, I mean, it sounds really simple, but it's about getting out of that comfort zone, if you just hang out with the same people who look like you, have the same income and same hobbies, you're not going to be as effective of an ally, and you're not really doing anything to improve your community. You need to get to know the other people in your community, and in a real humanistic way, which something as simple as sitting down and having coffee with someone can do. So that's something that's coming up with them. And so there's all going to be all kinds of things in the community. People should keep their eye out, obviously listen to the show, because we will, you know, I'm happy to talk about those things on the show and different ways people can get involved.
Well, as I said, we are launching this series this morning, very appropriate, I think, on Martin Luther King Day, and a series of conversations led by my two guests this morning who'll be on the other side out at the microphone in future shows, Nikhil Mankekar. Born and raised in Boulder, he's a City of Boulder Human Relations Commissioner, the first Indian-American and Sikh-American to serve on any city commission. Tracy Jones, originally from Boston, but has been in Boulder County for since 1997. So you're coming up on a big anniversary this year,
oh,
Tracy.
Oh, wow, yeah, it is.
Well, in the last few minutes that we have, it seems that we're going to be having all of these conversations and really getting into depth on all of these topics that we're really just touching on this morning on KGNU. But it seems all of this transformation needs to happen on so many levels, on a personal level where people really are self-reflective about their own behaviour and their own circle of friends, as you said, Tracy. But also then we need to have policy level at businesses, you know, and then institutional mm-hmm. racism as well. And do you think that we're tackling the institutional and the policy level, Nikhil? And I'm asking you because you've been really involved with this issue in many different aspects.
I think so. I think when attacking policy and institutional racism at the government level, change moves slowly. And so I think a lot of things haven't happened because it's difficult to get people involved who understand how slow and complex the process can be. But, you know, for me, since I've been on the commission, we've made a lot of progress on instituting best practices with the Boulder PD, for instance. The city is tasked itself with a welcome and inclusive community plan, which I think will be front and center for ways that we can improve the community on those issues, and things like the sanctuary cities policies and looking at those. I think it's being addressed, but it's a slow go. I think beyond city policies, we need to look at the community, just day-to-day citizens themselves, and what you can do to improve your own community instead of, again, you know, putting on a badge and saying it's up to the city to do everything. City can only do so much. A community is made up of the people who live in it and how they treat each other.
Well, agreed. Tracy.
I was going to say volunteer. Look around. There's so many different organizations that need volunteers. And I'm not talking about just serving a meal. I'm talking about making a long-term commitment. I'm involved with a program called Circles, which is an initiative out of poverty. It's an 18-month program that helps individuals in poverty by pairing them up with two allies that are financially stable. And they go through and literally walk with this person for 18 months to help them accomplish their goals and to move forward. I'm a graduate of Circles. I know it works. I am now serving as the chairman of the Community Action Program Board because I recall what it's like to feel voiceless and invisible in Boulder when you're in poverty and you're walking places and people are driving by you and their beamers and whatever, and you just feel so invisible and so powerless. I would challenge people to actually get involved with an agency that's more than just a one day activity. I don't mean like going to church on Easter and Christmas or helping out at the shelter on Thanksgiving, which is essential, but I mean that every day, 365 day type of commitment. What are you doing each day to make sure that your community is better than when you found it?
Well, we look forward to having many of these conversations, Nikhil.
Well, I think one thing that we both said it has in common is it involves showing up, like actually physically showing up and getting offline, get off your social media and actually show up to do things and make a commitment, whether it's to a nonprofit or volunteering with something. And what I talked about in the city, all of the accomplishments I've had as a human relations commissioner and working with the city council, none of that happened by sitting at home on Facebook. It involved going to countless city council meetings and staying till 1 o'clock in the morning.
Well, we look forward to having many more of those conversations on KGNU and discussing ways that people can tangibly get involved and be effective allies. And I'm very happy to have had in the studio this morning Tracy Jones and Nikhil Mankekar. You'll hear more from them on KGNU. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maeve.
It is 9 o'clock. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver and Fort Collins. And just a reminder, a lot of Martin Luther King Day Jr. events happening around the metro area. The MLK Parade in Denver kicks off in about half an hour at 9:30. In Boulder, if people really want to rally, I have been told by the organisers of the MLK rally that they can still go ahead with that on the porch of the First United Methodist Church at 14th and Spruce. And so that's happening at 11:30 this morning. morning. Derry Centre for the Arts is at 3:30, and that's Poems on Race with Norma Johnson and Dexter Payne. And Nikhil, any other MLK events?
Well, there's going to be events all day. I would recommend going to the rally at the church. I'm actually going to be speaking at that with some city council folks. And then the Human Relations Commission is actually tasked with planning the City of Boulder's MLK events. So we got five events happening, even a film screening tonight on focusing on Indigenous peoples. And we just passed the Indigenous Peoples Day last October, so that should be a good event.